This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The extreme heat warning has been extended until 10 tonight with heat index values near 100. Officials are still urging people to stay hydrated, to limit time outside, and to check on others. Storm chances increase into the holiday weekend, which could impact outdoor plans. The latest coming up in the forecast. Large crowds are expected in downtown Racine for the 4th Fest Parade Saturday, with more than 150 entries this year. It starts at 9 Saturday. Chairs can go out at 5 that morning. Hot and possibly stormy weather could impact the Racine Parade, but organizers say it'll likely go on. The event usually runs rain or shine, though severe weather could cause delays.
We will not cancel the parade unless it's an extreme situation, but if there's, you know, dangerous weather, we will delay.
That's Parade President Jake Lovedahl. Officials say to watch for updates and to plan ahead. 4th of July celebrations are planned across Racine and Kenosha counties with parades and fireworks throughout the weekend. Events begin tomorrow night in Sturtevant and Paddock Lake with fireworks and continue Saturday in multiple communities. Traffic changes are already in place in downtown Kenosha ahead of holiday events. Roads near the harbor are shifting to one way and closures will continue through the weekend. They've got a lot of rides and bands downtown. Officials are recommending using shuttles and public transit to avoid congestion. Federal prosecutors are seeking prison time for former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan ahead of her sentencing next week. Her attorneys are asking for time served, citing her long public service. The judge will decide her sentence July 8th. And Gateway Technical College has a new president and CEO, Veronique Tran. She takes over after a national search and will lead campuses in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Tran says she plans to focus on students and workforce partnerships. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A 14-year-old girl found weighing just 35 pounds spoke out for the first time yesterday, addressing her stepmother as she was sentenced for the abuse.
You had the choice to help when I needed it, but instead you joined in on the abuse and neglect. So I hope you have fun in jail, because that's where you need to be.
That's the voice of the victim on a recording played in court. 51-year-old Melissa Goodman is married to the girl's father. Goodman was sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading no contest to three charges of chronic neglect of a child and false imprisonment. The judge also sentenced Goodman to 10 years of extended supervision. The girl's father is undergoing a competency evaluation and returns to court on Tuesday. Melissa Goodman's daughter and her partner are also charged in the case. All four adults lived in the Oneida home with the girl. The Outagamie County Assistant District Attorney said the girl is healthier now, but may face lifelong impacts from the prolonged malnourishment. With thousands ready to hit the water this holiday season, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is teaming up with law enforcement to help keep people safe on the waterways. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Operation Dry Water is an annual campaign to prevent boating while impaired during the holiday weekend, July 3rd through the 5th. Operating a boat while impaired remains a leading known contributing factor to recreational boating fatalities. Last year, one-third of Wisconsin's 15 fatal boating incidents involved alcohol. The Wisconsin DNR urges boaters, operators, and passengers to boat sober, wear a life jacket, and respect others on the water. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
The blood alcohol limit for boat drivers in Wisconsin is the same as for those driving a car, 0.08. Baseball-sized hail pelted Fond du Lac and Sheboygan counties yesterday as storms ripped through northeast Wisconsin. Nearly 70-mile-per-hour winds toppled trees and knocked out power for more than 12,000 homes from Green Bay to Winnebago County. Torrential downpours flooded streets once again, damaging buildings in Green Bay, still working to repair damage from last week's floods. The National Weather Service is forecasting more possible thunderstorms for the Green Bay and Fox Valley areas later this afternoon. Hundreds of ballots across Wisconsin didn't get counted this spring because they arrived late. And now there's a call for answers. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants a federal investigation into mail delays she says may have blocked votes from being counted. Milwaukee election officials reported an unusually high number of absentee ballots showing up the day after Election Day. The Postal Service says it takes the issue seriously and is working with local officials. State leaders are urging voters to send ballots earlier ahead of the fall elections. Meanwhile, in Green Bay, it's duplicate ballots that are drawing criticism. The city sent out an alert last week that some voters received duplicate absentee ballots last weekend due to a printing error. Green Bay City Clerk Celestine Jeffries issued a statement expressing regret for the error and assuring voters that only one ballot per eligible voter will be tabulated. But according to WisPolitics, State Election Commission staff say the clerk's office did not follow required steps. They call it a likely violation of state law and are looking for more details in their investigation. This is the second time this year duplicate absentee ballots have been sent out in Green Bay. More than 150 Green Bay residents received duplicate ballots ahead of this year's state Supreme Court election last April. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News. An 18-year-old has died after being hit by a van that crashed through an Appleton-area business on Monday. Grand Chute Police released an update saying the driver was trying to park when the van smashed through the Matthews Tire lobby, hitting several people inside. Two other people were treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the person killed was from Florida. Wisconsin will be getting $22.6 million in federal aid for the historic flooding in Outagamie and Waupaca counties last April. The money comes after Wisconsin lawmakers made multiple disaster declaration requests earlier this year. FEMA assessed the damage in May. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson says the aid will make a monumental difference for communities like Shiocton, where he says losses totaled twice their annual tax levy. While several Wisconsin Republicans praised the decision, Governor Tony Evers took a more skeptical view. Evers said the Trump administration has declined tens of millions of dollars in Wisconsin disaster relief requests and has been playing politics by withholding emergency FEMA assistance from states across the country. The governor says he and Wisconsinites will believe it when they see it. President Trump is being sued by 22 states, including Wisconsin, for allegations of withholding disaster relief funds. Students at UW-Madison are losing robot delivery service. Starship Technologies says delivery robot operations are going to stop in Madison and at other colleges around the country. Officials noted they're shifting their focus to hot food delivery and grocery chains in cities across the U.S. and Europe. UW-Madison students have had access to the robot delivery service during each school year since 2019.
Another win for Ashby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's the Brewers and the Reds today in their fourth and final game of this series. The Brewers beating the Reds again last night, 4-2. Aaron Ashby came in the sixth, shut down Cincinnati, earning his 12th win of the season, which leads the major leagues. Do they play better when he's in there? Pat Murphy.
I think they want to get the team the win. You know what I mean? Ashby's going to be in there a lot. So Ash was good. He gave us parts of three innings.
College sports, the Wisconsin Badgers introducing their new athletic director, Sean Eichhorst, on where to find money to pay these student-athletes.
We're going to be really aggressive and strategic in those areas, but we still got to be Wisconsin. We still got to be true to who we are and what we're about and what makes us special. But I'm very confident we'll be able to build that foundation in a way that will help us then start to grow those areas from a revenue perspective. You know, it's going to take some time.
That's the Badgers' new athletic director, Sean Eichhorst, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be warm and muggy as we head into the 4th of July weekend today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Our high today, right around 90. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Our low, upper 60s, low 70s tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, more scattered thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.